Thank you, Dr. Mueller. Are there other delegations who wish to pose a question or clarification with the panelists? We do not see any. So at this juncture, and in the spirit of interactive dialogue, I would now like to encourage HCPs to respond to the set of questions contained in the program of work circulated ahead of the meeting, which also read as follows. One, which challenges do you encounter during the clearance process and how do you overcome them? What specific challenges do you face when conducting ERW clearance? Two, are there innovative methods or new technologies such as drones or artificial intelligence that improve and facilitate the clearance of ERW? Three, how are land release and residual contamination from ERW processes managed? Four, could you provide some best practices on involvement of women in clearance of ERWs and or technical assistance? Do your policies give an active role to women in the clearance process? Five, which kind of environmental impact assessments are conducted prior to, during, and after ERW clearance operations? Six, how are local communities involved in the environmental restoration of cleared areas? And seven, what are the processes, priorities, and criteria for providing technical assistance in ERW clearance? States may also speak about how they determine the priority areas to be cleared and the challenges that they have encountered in providing assistance with clearance operations. I also encourage HCPs to report on a voluntary basis on their readiness to contribute to facilitating the marking and clearance, removal or destruction of ERW. I believe you have heard some general statements earlier on the guiding questions. I now open the floor to other interested high contracting parties who wish to take the floor. I'd like to recognize the distinguished delegate of the European Union. Thank you.